If you ever thought you'd like to think a bit more creatively, well, there's a book out that can help you do that. And it's a book made right here in Australia. It's called The Right Brain Workout, which promises to retrain your brain to be more creative in 10 weeks. And I'm joined now by one of the authors of The Right Brain Workout, Alex Waddelton. Hi there, Alex.
G'day, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Ah, look, it's exciting thing. I'm diving into this book and I feel a little more creative already. It's a book full of little challenges and mini quizzes. Who is this book for?
Oh, we think it's basically for anyone because I think everyone needs to be a bit more creative nowadays. We see a lot of bad stuff in the news, so I thought this can help put some positive vibes into the world. So, yeah, sure, hopefully for anyone.
Okay, absolutely. And how have you put this book together? Have you come up with all the quizzes yourself for you?
No, so what we've done is it's a co-created with Russell Howcroft from Gruen. And what we've done is we've asked a bunch of Australian creative people from, you know, fields of advertising, comedy. There's people like Tommy Little and Waleed Ali have actually written some questions for it. And every day they've written a different question that'll hopefully spark a bit of creativity. Because sort of that sort of thing, you know, everyone does work out for their body to keep fit and people do Sudoku and crosswords, but no one really works out their creative side. And so hopefully this will help people work out their creative side. So it'll be good for a bit of mindfulness and also putting some positive things into the world.
Do you have a favourite challenge in the book, Alex?
I do. I have one favourite question, which is draw your surname as a heavy metal logo, which I think is pretty brilliant. And what's good about it as well, when you look at the question, you can then look in the back and see who wrote that question. So the guy who wrote that is actually an art director in advertising who also happens to be a lead guitarist in a heavy metal band. So that's kind of, you can psychoanalyze the questions a little bit, and then you can also psychoanalyze the answers in a way too.
Yeah, like I love... I was a bit of a movie buff when I was younger. I used to have more time to watch movies. I love this one. Rewind, the challenge is called choose the last movie you hated, write a better ending.
That's great, isn't it? And what we found is as people do the questions, every answer that everybody does is completely different to anyone else. I think that's kind of cool to have that ability to just do things that are fresh and new and different, and you can't get it right, you can't get it wrong. You just have some fun doing it and, you know, do some good things.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just join me chatting to Alex Waddelton, who's co-author of The Right Brain Workout, full of challenges. And how do you recommend that people do this course, Alex? Like, how many of these challenges should we be doing per day?
Well, we're just thinking it's that sort of thing. Maybe you could just sort of do one per day. It's kind of nice to do something every day. I think there's a bit of science around, like, if you do something every day for 3 weeks, all of a sudden you've developed a habit. So it's good to get into a nice habit of doing things. But you can, if you've got a few hours, if you're sitting around on a plane trip or something, or waiting around, you could just do a whole bunch in a row if you wanted. So they're kind of done just to be able to do it at your own pace. If you want, you could spend 2 hours doing a question, or you could spend 3 minutes doing it. So it's up to you how much you want to invest in it and how much fun you want to have, I guess.
Did you try it out on anybody before publishing it? I mean, has it been road tested?
It's been road tested by my kids mainly.
Oh, how did they
and
go?
They love it. Like, we do it before bed and stuff. Like my son Rourke, he's 10 and his answers are great. And we were doing some with my daughter last night who's 6, and some of the answers are just so crazy that you could, an adult would never think of it. And that's interesting, is that there is studies, like, I think it's 98% of kids who are aged about 5 are considered highly creative, and by the time you're 10 it's like 30, by 15 it's like 12%, and by the time you're adults it's down to like 2%. So it's really interesting seeing the differences in responses between kids and adults, because adults often overanalyze themselves and think it through too much and go, oh, am I going to do the wrong thing? Whereas a kid would go, I reckon blah, and the blah is often insanely amazing.
Is that the key? Should we be doing more blah in our lives?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, I remember Picasso's quote, he talked about he spent his whole career trying to get back to drawing like a 6-year-old. Mm. And I think there's something in that. Like, we all get too busy being serious and getting jobs and being taught this is the right and wrong way to do things. Sometimes it's just good to just do things and not have that judgment on yourself and have thinking other people are going to judge you. Just be a bit freer. And it's can only be a positive thing, I reckon.
Well, I guess that's the good thing about this book too, is nobody's marking you or looking over your shoulder, are they? The Right Brain Workout is the title of the book, and Alex Waddelton is the co-author of the book. How did you go about, you know, sort of choosing people to submit their creative questions for this book?
We basically just started asking people we know who are creative, because I work in advertising, obviously Russell does too, so we just know a lot of creative people. We know how in creativity, because you're doing something new every day, you never get stuck in a routine, and that's kind of good because a lot of people's jobs are very much do the same thing every day. So sometimes we were thinking it'd be good to add a bit of colour to people's lives. And another good thing about it is, like I mentioned, my daughter, Lila, she actually got diagnosed with epilepsy recently. So we're also donating a portion of the proceeds to Epilepsy Action Australia, because it's, you know, we understand so much about the world, but we don't really understand what the hell is happening up in our brains.
Right.
So we thought we could maybe help raise a bit of money for them too, which would be great.
Oh, terrific. There is a bit of science in the book too. I'm noticing, you know, some of the sort of, I guess, I don't know if you call them chapter introductions, some information about how the brain works. Is that your research? Or where did you go?
Yeah, well, basically, we thought it's not just about the creator's questions and the answers. It's also maybe we could give some right brain tips. So some little things that you can help your brain be a bit more healthy. And also, they're all from finding things on the internet and studies. And so they're all sort of backed by science. It's also just little things to help you sort of be in the moment a bit, because, you know, there's all this stuff about mindfulness and meditation. Why can't you do a sort of a mindfulness that's in a creative output was kind of the idea behind it as well. So we just think there's so many positive things to it. And, you know, it's kind of a good present for anyone from 5 to 95. If you're 96, no good, obviously.
No. Oh, no.
But, you know, anyway, I think anyone can do it, and we can all, because we all have that creativity in us. So maybe it's time to get us out. Get that creativity out into the world a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. The right brain workout. Can I share? I don't want to give too many spoilers of the book, but I wouldn't mind sharing this particular challenge that's in the book as well. It's called Where Do I Start? And at the top of the page is written, "What's wrong with people?" And then there's a whole lot of horizontal lines where you can write an entire page to answer the question, what's wrong with people?
And there are so many things that are wrong with people, but it's also, that's why I think it's interesting. Like, someday it'll be very much like that. The next bit might be write an ad about for someone to take the position of you, which is a great question. Another one might be draw something, like the heavy metal one. And so another one, I think Tommy Little's one, was write the first verse of the hit, of your new hit song, Mushroom Dad, So Deal With It. It's just like, how bizarre is that? And what's also good about the book, I reckon, because I'm a writer, but I also like to try and think visually. If you pick up this book and look at it and don't even read the words, it's so beautifully designed by the guy who did it at Penguin, and Adam Lekuzak. It just looks beautiful. It's quite inspiring just to look at. And what we think is also quite nice about it is that there is no Kindle version of this, because you have to hold this in your hand with a pen or a pencil and think about things. And in this digital age, it's sometimes good just to have something in your hands, and you can take it on a road trip. It's a good size to carry around with you. Just, you know, it's just sort of zigging while the world is zagging, I guess.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It is designed in those nice kind of penguin orange, black and white colours. You're right. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, actually, holding this book. It's a nice feeling book there. Yeah. Yeah. The right brain workout. And what's your relationship then with Russell Howcroft?
Well, he used to be my boss back in the day, and I used to work.
Oh, right. So you've written the book with your former boss.
Former boss. So, okay. Basically, the first thing I did for him, he used to be the board member of the Melbourne Football Club. And I had an idea for the Melbourne Footy Club, and he loved it. And I told him the idea within an afternoon. He'd made it happen, which is cool, actually. It was called, Get a Guernsey, and what you could do is, if you sent in your name and became a member, you could actually become an actual member of the team. So we got all these entries, and two people actually got to run out with the Melbourne Football Club about 6 or 7 years ago, actually, and they're on the team list and everything, and they had their own banner. It was hilarious, and they were the two happiest people in the world. So that was the first thing we did together, and because we're both footy tragics, we've kind of kept in contact over time. Yeah.
That's great. By the way, if you would like to share your thoughts on what's wrong with people, then why not text the program? 0437 774 774 is the number if you want to participate in the Right Brain Workout live on air right here now, and tell us what is wrong with people. It's not the only challenge in the book as well, I should say. There's another interesting one here. Mini-me. If you could time travel and meet yourself as a child, what would you say to yourself to prove who you were? Can I give you that challenge now, Alex? What would you say?
It's very Back to the Future, isn't it?
yeah, come on. Yeah, so step up then.
So what I would ask myself, what is your ultimate dream in life? And if I could reply to earn enough money to buy the Geelong Football Club and play full forward, then you'd know that was me.
That's it. I'd be stumped. I just goldfish face at myself, actually. Yeah,
I think that's what's good about it, is that it isn't an answer that you can just kind of think of usually. You do have to think about it, and that's why we've called it a workout.
Right, so because, yeah, how long would you take per challenge?
Well,
think,
as I say, it's up to you. I always think it's like you, how long you spend doing Sudoku or crosswords. Like you can spend 5 or 10 minutes, but if you really want to, you can just go to town on it for as long as you want. And I think that's fun. Like you can push yourself if you want, and that's how you get fitter and healthier in the mind, like you do with your body. So the more you do that, the more creative you'll be, and hopefully it'll seep into other parts of your life. And it's just a fun diversion from the everyday seriousness of life. And then you never know, you might, next business problem you have, you might go, oh, maybe I can think of that in a slightly different way.
Fantastic. So there's 70 creative challenges in the book. It's called The Right Brain Workout. Alex, does it have an online component?
Yeah, it does. If you go to rightbrainworkout.com, you can find links to buy the book. Or if you're really controversial and stuck in the early 20th century, you can actually buy it at a bookstore, which is amazing.
Unthinkable.
Controversial.
Unthinkable. Alex Waddelton, thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me.